Federal Minister for Planning and Development Ahsan Iqbal has said that Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf PTI founder Imran Khan is not a political prisoner but a criminal, making it clear that the government would not release him, Express News reported. He made these remarks on the issue of gifts received by the former prime minister, accusing Khan of selling them at a low price for personal gain. He also criticized the leadership of the PTI, accusing it of driving the country to the brink of economic collapse during its 4 years in power. Speaking at a press conference on Friday, he expressed concern over the damaging consequences of PTI's governance, stating that the party's actions had plunged the country into a severe economic crisis. He stated, "The incompetence of the PTI leadership over the past 4 years has pushed the nation to the edge of disaster. Today, the PTI is engaged in actions that even the extremist elements like RA never dared to carry out in the past." Iqbal further criticized PTI for allegedly conspiring against the military and associating with foreign elements hostile to Pakistan, accusing the party of attempting to tarnish Pakistan's international standing, particularly in the West. Addressing the current economic situation, the minister assured that the federal government is taking strong measures to stabilize the economy. He pointed out that under the current government, Pakistan's economic outlook has improved, with reports highlighting a 30% increase in remittances this year. After our government took over, the global perception of Pakistan's economy has changed for the better, he said. The minister also mentioned the launch of the federal government's Uran program, which he described as a pivotal initiative to boost the country's economic growth. He stressed that economic stability requires a peaceful environment, stating that no investors would come to a country plagued by unrest and chaos on its streets. Iqbal continued his criticism of PTI, pointing out that the ruling party's leadership had continuously sought to discredit Pakistan's legal institutions. Unlike the Pakistan Muslim League Nawaz, PMLN, which had chosen to fight its legal battles within the country's courts. "We never sought to malign our country's reputation. It is the PTI that has caused harm to Pakistan's image," he stated. The minister further alleged that PTI's leadership misused public funds, accusing former Prime Minister Imran Khan of funneling approximately 50 billion rupees into a friend's account, calling it a clear case of corruption. "If this is not theft, what is?" he questioned. In conclusion, he reiterated that the federal government was focused on restoring the country's economic health, enhancing infrastructure, and maintaining law and order to attract investment and ensure the stability of Pakistan's future.